In the name of Allah, from whom I hope for nothing but bounty, and from whom I fear nothing but justice. I rely only upon His word, and I cling only to His cord. In Thee I seek sanctuary, O possessor of pardon and good pleasure. From wrong and enmity, and from the changes of time, and the recurrence of sorrows, and from the striking of mishaps, and from the expiration of my term before preparation and readiness. From Thee I seek guidance to that wherein is righteousness and being set right. From Thee I seek help in that which is linked to success and favorable response. Thee I beseech for the garment of well-being and its completion, and for the covering of health and its permanence. I seek refuge in Thee, my Lord, from the goadings of the Satans, and I seek protection in Thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For Thou art Allah, the best guardian, and Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before Thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it, of associating others with Thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to Thee, addressing myself to Thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to You for the hope of Your rewards. So, bless Muhammad, the best of Thy creation, the summoner to Thy truth. Exalt me with Thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with Thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but Thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely, Thou art the all-forgiving, the all-compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu Alaikum, and very welcome to a new episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. You're listening to us from Iran.
Tears scream and voices
on Saturday, 19th of the month of Ramadan, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 11th of Farvardin, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 30th of March, 2024, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Today is 19th of Ramadan, or night of attack on Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
His last salat Ali led, Ali was struck on the head. We all shall miss you, O Haydar, we all shall miss you. After he rose from sajda, Ali was stuck in Kufa. We all shall miss you, O Haydar, we all shall miss you. Warrior of Khaybar, our leader Haydar.
On the 19th of Ramadan of the year 4D AH, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, came to the mosque in Kufa for his morning prayers. Imam Ali gave the call for prayer, or adhan, and became engaged in leading the congregation. Abdurrahman ibn Muljam, pretending to pray, stood just behind the Imam. And when Imam Ali was in a state of prostration, dealt a heavy stroke with his sword, inflicting a deep wound on Imam Ali's head. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, had prophesied the assassination of Imam Ali and his issues. Regarding Imam Ali, he had said, O Ali, I see before my eyes thy bird died with the blood of thy forehead. They assassinated Imam Ali, peace be upon him, at his finest time, the hour of standing before Allah, the Exalted, during a prayer of submission in the best of days, while fasting during the month of Ramadan, during the most glorious Islamic duties, while preparing to wage jihad, and in the highest and most pure divine places, the Mosque of Kufa. May joy be to Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, and a blessed afterlife. Dear brothers and sisters, we offer our condolences on the coming of anniversary of Imam Ali's martyrdom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Due to the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we are trying to talk about Imam, how Imam sees martyrdom, and how has Imam alayhi salam described his affection towards martyrdom. Imam Ali alayhi salam, in part of his will, referring to his affection towards martyrdom and death, he says, I swear by Allah, no sudden sign of death has come to me that I have been displeased with, and no forwarding of it has appeared that I have found ugly. I am towards death like one who, searching for water and for water at night, suddenly finds it amidst the darkness, or like one who suddenly finds a lost precious belonging, because I believe that what is with Allah in the hereafter is better for the righteous. Imam, in his will, as a part of his will, in letter 23 of Nahjul Balagha, the peak of eloquence, expresses his stance towards death and martyrdom, something that is reflected in other parts of Nahjul Balagha as well, which is that not only do I not fear death, but I am passionately in love with a death that is for the sake of Allah and for Allah himself. He says, I swear by Allah, no sudden sign of death has come to me that I have been displeased with, and no forwarding of it has appeared that I have found ugly. I'm towards death like one searching for water at night, suddenly finds it amidst the darkness, or like one who suddenly finds a lost precious belonging, that what is with Allah in the hereafter is better for the righteous.
وكان من صفات أمير المؤمنين سلام الله عليه أنه يقرأ القرآن في كل ليلة يقرأ القرآن في آناء الليل وأطراف النهار قائما ليله
عليا تبثنا علي باركتنا علي
أنه يقرأ القرآن أنه يقرأ القرآن
كل البشر في دارك العلم علي كل البشر في دارك العلم علي باركتنا علي.
The crime of assassinating Imam Ali remains one of the most cruel, brutal, and hideous because it was not committed against one man, but against the whole rational Islamic leadership. By assassinating Imam Ali, they actually aimed at assassinating the message, the history, the culture, and the nation of Muslims embodied in the person of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. In doing so, the Islamic nation lost its guide of progress and at the most wondrous opportunity in its life after the Holy Prophet. Imam Ali suffered from his wound for 3 days and he passed away on 21st of the month of Ramadan at an age of 63 years. During these 3 days, he entrusted his son, Imam Hassan, peace be upon him, with the imamate of guiding the nation ideologically and socially. During those 3 days, as during all his life, he never ceased remembering Allah, praising him and accepting him and his ordinance. Likewise, he continued giving pieces of advice, leading to good, pointing to the right, defining the way to guidance, explaining the course for deliverance, calling for the obedience of Allah's ordinances, and warning against following one's ill desires and setbacks from not carrying out the divine message. Dear brothers and sisters, true followers of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, we express our condolences on the coming days of his martyrdom. The martyrdom of one of the biggest men in the history.
A brave man was Ali, the lion of God Ali. He was Khayru Ali, he was Mawla Ali, he was Mawla Ali. Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Mawla Ali.
Tonight we shall shed a tear for a man who's so dear. He'd been struck so severe. His Lord, he went with no fear. His Lord, he went with no fear.
A brave man was Ali, the lion of God Ali.
The last will of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. In this part, we'll listen to the last will of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. My advice to you is to be conscious of Allah and steadfast in your religion. Do not yearn for the world and do not be seduced by it. Do not resent anything you have missed in it. Proclaim the truth. Work for the next world, opposite the oppressor and support the oppressed. I advise you and all my children, my relatives, and whosoever receives this message to be conscious of Allah, to remove your differences and to strengthen your ties. I heard your grandfather, peace be upon him, say, reconciliation of your differences is more worthy than all prayers and all fasting. Fear Allah in matters concerning orphans. Attend to their nutrition, and do not forget their interests in the middle of yours. Fear Allah in your relations with your neighbors. Your Prophet often recommended them to you, so much so that we thought he would give them a share in inheritance. Remain attached to the Quran. Nobody should suppress you in being intent on it, or more sincere, implementing it.
It was the 19th night of the month of Ramadan. Imam Ali alayhi salam felt the affliction of the calamity that night. He was overwhelmed by grief and sorrow. He repeated these words, "By Allah, I have not lied nor have I been lied to. It is the night which I have been promised." Lady Umm Kulthum, his daughter, is reported to have said, "At the 19th night of Ramadan, I served my father with a plate that contained 2 loaves of barley bread, a bowl of milk, and a quantity of crushed salt. When he finished his prayer, he sat down to break his fast. When he saw what I had served him, he nodded his head, wept and said to me, 'Oh my daughter, I will not eat anything before you remove one of these 2 foods. When I did, my father ate 1 loaf of barley bread with some salt. He then praised and thanked Allah the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, he engaged himself in prayer once again. He kept on offering prayers and beseeching Allah the Almighty continuously. He would constantly come out of the house. Whilst looking at the sky, he knew something was about to happen. He then recited the entire Surah Yasin. Imam Ali alayhi salam then slept for a few moments and woke up hurriedly, shaken. He wiped his face with his dress, stood up on his feet and prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 'O Allah, bless our journey of death. O Allah, bless our meeting with you.' He would then often repeat the statement, 'La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-ali al-azim.'
وسط رب الكعبة
Today is 19th of Ramadan. So please accept our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Please keep us in your dua and supplication, and have a nice time.
Today is the death of my Imam. Because of this, I will not become. Today is the death of my Imam. Because of this, I will not become. When I am crying, my soul is shouting, today is the death of my Imam. Today is the death of my Imam.
This is the Heart of Life pounding. IRIB English Radio.
Send me your mercy. mercy, send me your peace, so I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. In the month of Ramadan, there's a night when or where Amir al-Mu'mineen got hit by Ibn Muljim. And it is very famous that Imam Ali said, I am killed just because of my justice. And my justice, it was a justice of Amir al-Mu'mineen. It was adl of justice of Amir al-Mu'mineen, which caused shahadat of Amir al-Mu'mineen, martyrdom of Amir al-Mu'mineen. There's a beautiful hadith from Rasulullah. We have to remember always this point. It is related to why people, if people forget, if people won't forget the day of Ghadir, this would not be happened maybe. But because people forget the Ghadir and their promise to Prophet Muhammad, things happened, and that's why Imam Ali got hit on this night by Ibn Muljim. There's a hadith from Rasulullah where he says, "Ana awwalu wafidin 'ala al-'aziz al-jabbar." Yawm al-Qiyamah, I'm the first person who is going to enter in the ground of resurrection day, in the day of Qiyamah. I'm the first person who is going to enter. And then Rasulullah said, أَنَا أَوَّلُ وَافِدٍ عَلَى الْعَزِيزِ الْجَبَّارِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَكِتَابُهُ وَأَهْلُ بَيْتِي. So I will enter with my book, holding my book in my hand, the Quran, and with my Ahlul Bayt, on the top of Ahlul Bayt, his representative, his successor is Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, who's been hit or who's been struck today or tonight by Ibn Muljim. And then Imam said, and then Rasulullah said, Thumma ummati, and after me, my nation, my ummah is going to enter in the day of Qiyamah. And then Rasulullah asked the most important question, and then he said, Thumma as'aluhum ma fa'altum bi kitabillah wa bi ahli bayti. O my nation, O my people, what have you done with my book? Did you really pay attention to my book? Did you follow the values of Quran? Did you learn the values of Quran? Did you found out what are the disvalues of Quran, and you decline all those disvalues of Quran, or you just become friends with my enemies, or you become friend with my with those who are not on our side? So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to ask us from the day of Qiyamah, what have you done with my book, and what you have done with my Ahlul Bayt, with my family, with my progeny? How easy people came to the door of Fatima Zahra, my daughter, and they killed her, and nobody stood up for her right. Amir al-Mu'mineen was killed by Ibn Muljim, and nobody stood up for his right. How come you just lie down in your home, and my children slaughtered one after other one, like Imam Hassan was killed by the enemies of Prophet Muhammad? Imam Hussein was killed with his entire family, with his entire disciples, ashab, in the Karbala, and you just sat down in your home and you never supported him. What happened? How come you related to your life to the Quran and Quranic teachings? If you follow the Quranic teachings, if you learn the Quranic teachings, and if you learn the Quranic values, I emphasize on this word Quranic values. If you learn the Quranic values and Quranic disvalues, and if you follow the track of Quran, you would never leave Ahlul Bayt alone. And you made that mistake, you left Ahlul Bayt alone. And Imam Ali says in Hadith, in Nahjul Balagha, you left us alone, and we sat down on the place on the top of the camel where slaves or prisoners sat down. But we never left you alone, and we leaded you. We lead you towards haq, towards truth, because we were Ahlul Bayt, and we should be loyal to Ahlul Bayt. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin.
وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفران يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم. Ramadan Kareem, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners all over the world listening to IRB English Radio right now. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem in the holy month of Ramadan. It's really, really emphasized, and it's also very valuable, okay, to recite the Quran Kareem more than before in the holy month of Ramadan. Yes, we really welcome you all, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, to our Quranic session. Inshallah, we will talk about Ayah 63 and 64. Two verses from Surah Al-A'raf on page 158. So, brothers and sisters, hope you have your Quran with you. Please turn to page 158. Hassan, what ayah? Two verses from this surah.
63 and 64.
Surah Al-A'raf. So, what about listening to a recitation from this ayah once? Huh? Yes? Agree?
Yes.
Let's go and listen to a recitation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. أَوَعَجِبْتُمْ أَنْ جَاءَكُمْ ذِكْرٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ عَلَى رَجُلٍ مِّنْكُمْ لِيُنذِرَكُمْ وَلِتَتَّقُوا وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ فِي الْفُلْكِ وَأَغْرَقْنَا الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمًا عَمِينَ.
That was nice recitation, mashallah. Now, we will read it. These two verses we will read once, and one of our brothers here will, of course, recite the ayah. Then we'll talk about the tajweed points, the tafsir points. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ayah 63. أَوَعَجِبْتُمْ أَن جَاءَكُمْ ذِكْرٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ عَلَىٰ رَجُلٍ مِّنْكُمْ لِيُنذِرَكُمْ وَلِتَتَّقُوا وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Do you consider it odd that a reminder, surprise you? Okay, kind of, you're surprised with this? I mean, you're questioning yourself, how? That a reminder from your Lord should come to you through a man from among yourselves to warn you so that you may be God-wary, and so that you may receive his mercy. In the next ayah, Allah says, فَكَذَّبُوهُ, but they denied him. The people of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, seeing that Nuh alayhi salam is embracing the religion of God, inviting people to
God,
to worship God. So, قَالَ الْمَلَأَ. Yes, in the previous verse we had that the elite of his people said, indeed, we see you in a manifest error. So they blamed Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. They stopped Prophet Nuh alayhi salam from preaching. Over 950 years Prophet Nuh alayhi salam lived, and 950 years he invited his people to accept. Now in this ayah we learn what happened to his people when most of them did not accept. So let's see. Then Allah says, فَكَذَّبُوهُ, but they denied Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ فِي الْفُلْكِ. You've heard the story of the ship, yes? The ship of the Prophet Nuh. Ship, yes?
Yeah.
سَفِينَةُ Nuh. So, والفلك. Those people who had accepted the invitation, and they were the followers of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, they were saved with Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ, we delivered, we rescued Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, and وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ فِي الْفُلْكِ, and those who were with him in the ark. Alright?
Yes.
The animals also. وَأَغْرَقْنَا الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا, and we drowned those who denied our signs. All those who denied our signs. You know, Ulul Azm prophets are one of the qualities of Ulul Azm, or one of the differences of prophets who are Ulul Azm and prophets who are not Ulul Azm is this, that Ulul Azm prophets are sent to all the people at that time. For example, Prophet Nuh alayhi salam was sent to
all
the people, because all the people were the people of him.
Yes.
The people who were living on the earth, they were all the people of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. Alright? In his territory they were living.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات المولى.
IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Xavier International Schools presents
والكون الواسع في صدري أحضنه غرضا.
Let's recite the Quran.
ربي قد نلت منايا وبختم كتابك أرقى وبختم كتابك أرقى.
So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a prophet who is sent for the whole humanity, for the human and jinn. So he is Ulul Azm. So now, وَأَغْرَقْنَا الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا, we drowned those who denied our signs. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمًا عَمِينَ, indeed they were a blind lot of people. So guys, refer to the Tafsir books inshallah for more information. That's a lot we talked. Some tajweed points very briefly. أَنْ جَاءَكُمْ, in that ayah. أَوَ عَجِبْتُمْ أَنْ جَاءَكُمْ أَنْ
إِخْفَى
إِخْفَى أَنْ جَاءَكُمْ جَاءَكُمْ, is that wajib mad or jaiz mad? جَاءَكُمْ,
I think it's wajib.
Yeah, it's wajib because the word جَاءَ, alif and hamza are in the same word. جَاءَ يَجِيءُ جَاءَ. So,
and also we have qalqala on the first.
أَوَ عَجِبَتُمْ, you mean?
Yeah.
MashaAllah. أَوَ عَجِبَتُمْ, عَجِبَ جِبَتُمْ, echo the sound. ذِكْرٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ عَلَى رَجُلٍ مِّنْكُمْ. Hussein, read this too. ذِكْرٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ عَلَى رَجُلٍ مِّنْكُمْ.
ذِكْرٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ على رجل منكم.
أحسن. ذكر من, ذكر من, من ربكم. How do you read it?
من ربكم,
من ربكم. ذكر من, ذكر من ربكم على رجل منكم لينذركم.
إخفاء.
إخفاء. Hide the sound.
Yes.
وَلِتَتَّقُوا وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Very simple. فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ. Again.
إخفاء.
إخفاء. You hide the sound. How do you read it, Ali Nasir?
فأنجيناه
أحسن والذين معه في الفلك وأغرقنا الذين كذبوا بآياتنا جيم. There is a جيم. Hassan, what does that جيم say?
It says that it's optional to stop or to continue.
Better to say you are allowed to make a pause.
Yes.
You are
allowed
to make. Normally, you got to read from the beginning of that till the end. But
yes,
when you reach at this point, you are allowed to make a pause.
Yes.
إنهم كانوا قوما عمين. There is no other point. So just let's recite these two verses once. I will do the recitation and you brothers will repeat. Brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now, please listen and repeat. Join us. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
أوعجبتم أن جاءكم ذكر من ربكم على رجل منكم لينذركم
أوعجبتم أن جاءكم ذكر من ربكم على رجل منكم لينذركم
أحسن لينذركم ولتتقوا ولعلكم ترحمون
لينذركم ولتتقوا ولعلكم ترحمون
فكذبوه فأنجيناه والذين معه في الفلك
فكذبوه فأنجيناه والذين معه في الفلك
والذين معه في الفلك وأغرقنا الذين كذبوا بآياتنا
والذين معه في الفلك وأغرقنا الذين كذبوا بآياتنا
إنهم كانوا قوما عمين
إنهم كانوا قوما عمين
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters. Thank you for being with us till the end of this session. That's all from us for today. Ramadan Kareem. May Allah bless you all, inshallah. Brothers Hassan, Hussein, and Ali Nasir, thanks for being with us. Thanks to IRB English Radio. Thanks to Xavier International Schools Network for cooperations. See you in the next session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى
وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The Ocean of Dua
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another special edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition during the holy month of Ramadan, we will be having a look at different parts of the supplication Abu Hamza Sumali. We will be bringing you different commentaries on some parts of this dua. We'll be back after you listen to these parts.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim Ya Mawlai Bidhikrika Aasha Qalbi وبمناجاتك بردت ألم الخوف عني فيا مولاي ويا مؤملي ويا منتهى سؤلي فرق بيني وبين ذنبي المانع لي من لزوم طاعتك فإنما أسألك لقديم الرجاء فيك وعظيم الطمع منك الذي أوجبته على نفسك من الرأفة والرحمة
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this part of the supplication of Abu Hamza. Ya Mawlai, بِذِكْرِكَ عَاشَ قَلْبِي وَبِمُنَاجَاتِكَ بَرَّتُ أَلَمَ الْخَوْفِ عَنِّي O my Master, in your remembrance my heart takes delight, and with prayers I hold communion with you, it benumbs the pain of fear that torments me. In the previous episodes, we have emphasized the importance of remembrance of the Almighty Allah, dhikr, ya Mawlai, bidhikrika aasha qalbi, through your remembrance my heart takes delight, وَبِمُنَاجَاتِكَ بَرَّتُ أَلَمَ الْخَوْفِ عَنِّي And with your prayers, with talking to you, staying in connection to you, I can benumb the pains of the fear that torment me in this physical world. In the previous episode, we were discussing some features of the heart that must be paid attention to if we want our heart to take delight in the remembrance of the Almighty Allah. Hazrat Ali alayhi salam has said that the heart has eyes and ears. Sometimes even the heart rusts and cannot grasp the truth. With the remembrance of Allah, the heart regains its sight and its hearing. Then they call him and breathe in the air of forgiveness. This is what the supplication says. So, those who remember God can smell the fragrance of divine mercy. That's the point. This is the secret for the true wayfarers. If they want to step on this path, on this journey, they need to realize those elixirs that purify their hearts. And remembrance of the heart is one of those secrets.
The month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for the people and clear proofs of guidance and criterion. So whoever cites the new moon of the month, let him fast it. And whoever is ill or on a journey, then an equal number of other days. Allah intends for you ease and does not intend for you hardship, and wants for you to complete the period and to glorify Allah for that to which He has guided you, and perhaps you will be grateful.
So by paying attention to this part of dua, بِذِكْرِكَ عَاشَ قَلْبِي, we understand that our hearts malfunction sometimes because they do not perceive many things perceivable to the awliyaullah. We can feel that. We can see that our hearts do not function as those of awliyaullah do. If ever they could perceive a little, they would feel the burden of their sins. But the divine people, the purified souls, those who have made themselves perfect, those awliya of the Almighty Allah, know the consequences of sin, and they know its weight, and that's what makes them anxious and agitated. We, most of the time, face anxieties. We experience these agitations in our lives, but we do not know the reason. At first, it is somehow the blessing of the Almighty Allah that we feel anxious after committing a sin. But after repetition, after committing that sin over and over and over again, sometimes we even do not feel that kind of anxiety and agitation after committing the sin. That's why we say that the Almighty Allah has always attention. He is all hearing, He is all seeing, and He is really careful about those servants that commit sin. He tries to expose to them those aspects of the sins they do not see. He tries to make them understand. He tries to get them on the right path again if they had ears, if they could think. So, when sins are multiplied, 1, 2, up to 1,000, they will realize that they shoulder a truck of gravel or even more sins. Once they feel this, they will involuntarily shout because they cannot endure it. If ever our shout is not loud, it is because we do not understand. Our hearts, most of the time, do not function properly, and the sense of smell of our hearts is suspended as it cannot smell the stench of sin. Otherwise, it would smell a corpse. We eat corpses without sensing their smell most of the time. That's what the Holy Quran says. أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا؟ Will any of you love to eat the flesh of his dead brother? فكرهتموه. So we need to be careful about committing sins and how this committing sin causes the heart to malfunction and forget the sweetness of the remembrance of the Almighty Allah. يا مولاي بذكرك عاش قلبي. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you throughout my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
We are with you. What about you? IRIB English Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah هو ذا الرحمن.
Allah
هو ذا المنان.
لا إله إلا.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. For today's discussion, we have invited Sheikh Rouhani and a special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom to answer questions related to Islamic beliefs. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Inshallah, 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 you'll find your way.
The concept of Zuhur, or the reappearance of Imam al-Mahdi Ajalallah, is one of the most important topics, a very controversial topic. There are so many explanations and commentaries written on the concept of Zuhur. Now, the main question for today's discussion is that, can our deeds be considered as obstacles on the way of the reappearance of Imam As, or our deeds, our good deeds, hasten the reappearance of Imam As?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course, our deeds have the influence on the reappearance of the Imam al-Imam al-Asr wa huna fida. According to one of the tawqi'at or one of the ahadith narrated from the holy Imam, Imam al-Asr wa huna fida, in this hadith it is clearly mentioned that some of the deeds of the people and the followers of the Imam will have the impact on the delay on his reappearance. For example, if sin, if the sinful people or the number of sinful people increased and people did not pay attention a lot to purify themselves from sins, and of course this increasing or enhancing the, let's say, number of sins in the society, in the among the people, it will had a very negative impact on the zuhur and reappearance of Imam al-Asr wa huna fida. And then the other point that is mentioned in this riwayah and this tawqiyah, the Holy Imam says that if ولو أن أشياعنا وفقهم الله لطاعته, he says that if the followers of us, the followers of Ahlul Bayt, they will be successfully following Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeying Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and be united and be mindful of their promises, to fulfill their promises, and of course to be righteous, to be actually good, let's say, doers and followers of the Islamic teachings and let's say instructions, then in this case, of course, it will hasten our reappearance according to this riwayah. So the opposite of this means that if the Shiite and the followers of the Imam be disunited, or if they actually they commit lots of sins, for example, if they do not fulfill their promises, if they will not be righteous, of course, if they not be careful about doing good, or let's say amr bil ma'ruf wa nahy anil munkar, enjoining good and forbidding evils, then of course in that case it will have its negative impact on the reappearance and zuhur of the Imam alayhi salatu wassalam. And the other point that is mentioned in this tawqi' is this, that Imam alayhi salatu wassalam says this, تَضْيِيعِ حَقُّ اللَّهِ وَحَقُّ النَّاسِ, if the people became transgressors and do not care about the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the rights of the people, in this case, since the people violate these rights, divine rights, and also the rights of the people, of course, it will delay and postpone the reappearance of the Imam. These are some of the signs that are mentioned in this tawqi' and hadith from the Holy Imam, alayhi salatu wassalam.
Sorry, Shaykh, isn't this in contradiction with setting a time from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I mean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sure has arranged a timing, a specific timing for the zuhur and the reappearance of Imam al-Mahdi. So why, for example, some of our deeds might hasten or put an obstacle on the way of the reappearance of zuhur of Imam As?
Of course, the time is, according to what we understand from the ayat and riwayat, the time is, of course, is Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set a time, but it is like conditional time. It depends that, for example, we have sometimes something is muqaddar, something is decided, but it is always dependent on certain items or certain things. That if, for example, such and such a thing happened, then of course that thing will happen. So this is kind of conditional sort of timing that is set. As we know that in the riwayat, in the hadith of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, it's mentioned explicitly that, for example, istighfar, asking forgiveness from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the people, and of course ri'aya of haqqun nas, ri'aya of haqqullah, observing the rights of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, observing the right of the people, and of course to be united, to be, let's say, supportive of each other. These are some of the signs that are mentioned in our riwayat that they will hasten the reappearance of the Imam. So that's why, based on this tawqiyah, we understand that though the timing is in a specific time, but it seems that it has two aspects, that if, for example, the people try their best to ask forgiveness, to be united, to be mindful of the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and rights of the people, it has a good, a positive kind of impact on the reappearance of the imam, which means that it may hasten the reappearance of the imam. It means that if the people become good people, mm-hmm. prepared and ready to accept the imam, you know,